Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, we're going to Perspective with Germany, Yanni Balser. And afterwards, Ayanda Nenemba comes through with Heart to Heart. And after Heart to Heart, you know Germany, Johan Els will be with you on something else. Give you the sounds of Minister Lombard Machinge and the song God is here. God is here. I don't know but for you, but Mina, I have been feeling that he is here as we have been talking and learning, and he is here again. Manje sengizokhuluma. Ah, nentokazi ukhabazela. Hey, my beautiful queen. Ma, how are you?
Good, and you, my dear?
I am good. Family, I am with Pastor Mavis Mkhize today. And today, uhamba awusibwedwa. Uhamba uphelele.
Yeah.
Where's Dad?
Daddy is not with me today. He is conducting a revival at Motedi.
Yeah,
so...
Yes, it's all about Jesus.
Yes, there's the Great Commission that has been given to us to go and preach the gospel, the good news.
Yes, and that's what he's doing.
Yes.
Sure, last time when you were here and Nobaba, you were here, we were talking about submission, looking at the pastors' wives, looking at the leaders. And I remember that at some point we came to where we said that it starts from both ends.
Yes.
It's where the Bible talks about submission. Yes, it says husbands should also submit, wives submit to one another. And then when it continues, then it comes to the wife and it says submit. Because we were talking about some of the things that are happening in the kingdom where you find, because I'm called, I can't even listen to my husband because I am a pastor.
Yes.
I also have a calling. I remember that we spoke about that. And,
yes.
and you mentioned how we need to submit if we are in leadership as well.
Yes.
But now we are looking at, we are broadening it up.
We spread it now. We are taking
it further and now talking to every woman and every family.
Yes.
Today.
Yes.
And I don't think we did answer the question, what is submission?
Yes.
Mm.
We did. First of all, let me take this opportunity and greet the family of Radio Pulpit, South Africa. Ngiyanibingelela egameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu Christu.
Amen.
We did, if I remember.
Let's explain it to somebody who is not with us.
Okay.
Who's
okay.
Like, yeah, but what is submission?
Okay, when we were trying to make a definition of what is submission, let me go back to my previous note because submission is an act of accepting or yielding to superior force or to the will of authority of another person, is what we have explained in the past, that a submission is an action, is where a woman or a wife is putting her husband on top.
Yeah.
And then... I don't mean this on top of mhlambe phezu kwekhanda. No. I mean to recognize your husband that he is superior to you, and to recognize that you are a helper.
Yeah.
A helper cannot be equal to a manager. If we are a helper, you are helping the manager.
Mm.
It means you have to submit to everything that the manager is going to say to you, the manager is going to tell you to do, the manager is going to commanding you to do. You you have to submit to the manager. So our husbands are acting as our managers in our homes. We have to submit ourselves to them. Why are we submitting ourselves to them? Sometimes submission, you may feel as if now you are stupid. Because sometimes you need to do things that are beyond your understanding, more especially that are beyond your previous background. We are from a different background. Take, for instance, my background. I'm not personalizing this.
No, we understand,
I'm just talking generally. If my background, I'm from the poor background, poverty is ukuthobisa. You grow up being such a person who is humble, because poverty vele can make you to be humble. Take, for instance, now I'm getting married to a person who ugu high level of standard. Now, if I'm coming in my marriage with that perspective, that I have been growing up from a poor family, so I need to humble myself, even if it is not the time for me to humble myself. Or tell, for instance, I'm from a high society or a high family, a family in Mali, so I'm married now to umuntu or ordinary. So if I'm coming with that perspective in my marriage, then it will be difficult for me
to submit.
Gandhi, this submission that we are talking about, it is not based on material things, but this one is a command from God. This one is a process of making peace in our families. This one is the one that will make you to come closer to your husband, to be attached to your husband. This is the submission that we are talking about, that God is making an example, that Jesus, we have to submit to our husband as the church submit to Jesus. What does it mean? It means the church is attached to Jesus. As Jesus was attached to God, and the church is attached to Jesus. So there is peace. After peace, there is blessings. After blessings, there is, I don't know how to mention this, but there is that enjoyment in the family if we are submitting ourselves to one another.
Sure, ma. When you're talking like this, a question comes, when you ask them too many questions, when you question so many things. In our submission, does it mean we shouldn't be questioning anything as women in those marriages, in our marriages?
No, it doesn't mean that. Because our submission, it have to be in line with the word of God, is what we must understand. I cannot submit to my husband, ephula imizi yabantu. I cannot do that. I have to stand with the word of God. The submission that you are talking about is the submission that will bring harmony in the house. Not the submission. That one is, what can I say? That one, e-learning for Stelilwa,
you know,
is not the one that...
That a person would even say, Nimi
Ntlokola. No, that one. That one is not going to work. Because if kuwena Ntlokola, we know that you are Ntloko, if you are Ntloko. But what Ntloko is doing, or what Ntloko is telling us, it must be in line with the word of God. Because if we in Togo, we are an example of my kid. They have to look at you
and learn
Uguti, what my father is doing. The way my husband is treating me is the way my son Dumiso will treat his wife. The way I'm treating my husband is the way my daughters will treat their husband. So in everything that I'm doing, I must be sure that what my children are learning out of what I'm doing now. Mm. So I cannot be submissive. Mangabu baba enchonja. No, no, I can't. I can't.
Now, is it maybe in the manner in which we ask the questions? Mhlambe, the way we ask, it's provocative. Miss Makwat. Angizobuza umfazi.
I don't know, but at the end of the day, manner of approach is very important.
Okay.
Because even if you want to say something that is profound, but at the end of the day, it cannot be taken because the way you are approaching it is making question marks. How are you approaching me? Mm. Have you forgotten that I am your husband? This is another topic, in fact. How to approach not our husband, how to me as Uma Mumkhize, how to approach you, Bongi, as my daughter, how to approach my children.
Mm.
The manner of approach is very important. At the end of the day, some wa yamadoda uthola ukuthi ubaleka neqiniso. The way engibuze ngakhona is not bad. It's just because he is running away with the truth. So when he is running away with the truth, he will try by all means to shut me down.
Yeah.
That is not going to work.
Because they don't want to tell the truth at that moment. So let me shut her down.
He's trying to shut me down.
Sure. But now let's talk to the woman as well, Ma. When you're approaching, you spoke about the approach. How important is it? So with the mind that I am called to submit. And for men, they see submission as love to them when you're submitting and respecting them. So how should I approach as the wife? As Ma was talking about the importance of your approach. Baba Gasbongil.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know good how long Obaba ehlala ayiwani ensimini, but there is a problem ukuthi men, they don't want to talk.
Yeah.
Men are not
talking. Oh, I hear you. So you're not quite sure to enter. So he is the one on enkinga, o Adam.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, o Adam was an elon is katiside, and enga kulumi na muntu.
Yeah,
because pela you cannot. Let us not forget, with God is a spirit.
Yes,
even if God was visiting Adam.
Yes,
he was visiting him in the form of
in the cool of the day.
Yeah. In a spirit.
Yes, in the spirit.
Not in the physical.
I hear you.
Yeah, so what at his car to go to Adam, I told somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
So that is why sometimes Abu Baba, they don't want to talk. But as women, I think our approach, first of all, we have to depend on God's grace. Let us not try to conduct everything in our houses by our own effort. Ish, we are going to mess up. Let us be dependent on the grace of God.
Right.
Let me ask you to read the word in the book of Titus, chapter 2, verse number 11.
Titus, chapter 2, verse 11.
Yes.
And it says, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men." Should I continue, Ma?
Yes, please.
"Teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearance of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ."
Amen. I just want to take this word. It teaches us. The grace of God has been revealed to all men. And it is teaches us. So if you are depending on the grace of God. First of all, the grace of God will teach you how to approach your husband.
Okay.
The grace of God teaches you, he will teach you to learn your husband.
Okay.
You must learn the character of the man you are living with.
Okay.
So that when the grace of God is continuing to teach you how to approach, then you will be in a position of understanding the character of your husband. You know your husband when he's happy. You must know your husband when he's happy. You must know him when he's not happy. So that when you approach, you will come on a direction learning is ukhula nakhona. So it is only the grace of God that can make you or that can teach you to have a good approach.
Okay.
As the word says, the grace of God is teaching us. The grace of God is even teaching us to have that manner of approach. The manner of approach, I like it because even if ngizanes dula senda, but if my approach is correct, that dula senda will not be increased, but instead my husband will be able ukuthi abone the mistake engizama ukumvezela yona through my approach. Even if the issue that I want to address is small, but if my approach is not correct, it will increase. Singagcina sibambana ngezandla. So first of all, if we want to be a good submissive to our husband, let us depend to the grace of God to teach us how to submit. Because if it is the grace of God that is teaching me how to submit to Umkhulu, I will not submit myself to Umkhulu mangabe kukuthi things are good.
Ma, I need Ma to explain that part. Ma, you just said you won't just submit because it's good. Then when it's bad, you don't submit. But now, when we go backwards, when you were talking about submission and you said, when he is doing wrong, then I can't submit to that. What should I be doing then as the wife?
I have to speak the truth.
Okay.
Yeah. I have to speak the truth. There is nothing like a singer Ishola. You don't have even to pray. You have to speak the truth. Good Baba, if you are continuing to do this and that, the consequences are not going to
be. Yeah.
The consequence is not going to be good.
Hmm.
So that even if he is continuing, when you will be in a safe size or in a safe site, or when because you have spoken or you have showed him the consequences at the end of the day. The funny part of the consequences, when now he is receiving those consequences, unfortunately you are together now. That is the funny part of it. Because you can't stand outside when your husband is burning inside the house. That you cannot do.
Now you have to face them together.
Exactly.
So before he even gets to that, you have to point it out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now you are crying. I told you. But now it's not going to help. You have to come with a solution as a wife. That is the indication that you are submitting to your husband.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break and then come back to talk to Ma some more. Hey, Lord, help us in this regard. Indeed. Giving you the sounds of Matima Moremi. Yahweh is the song that we are playing in the background. 29 minutes, it is just after 10 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067 429 7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha eRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
We are on 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Give you the sound of Matima Moremi. Yahweh is the song that we gave to you. And I'm not alone in studio right here on Just For You. I'm with Mama Mavis Mkize. We're talking about submission. Now we are talking about it for every family, for every wife and every family. You can be part of our discussion. The lines are open for you on 012-334-1322, 012-334-1322. You can also send us your WhatsApps on 0826572729. We would love to hear from you. We'd like to hear from you, my family. The lines are opened for you to can talk to us at this current moment in time. And I just want to say that in June, the well-known worshiper leader and recording artist Kim Walker-Smith will be touring South Africa. Join Kim in media partnership with Radio Pulpit for a powerful and transformational night of worship on the 14th June at the Christian Family Church in Boksburg on the corner of Atlas Road and Silver Wings Boulevard. Visit iTickets for more information and book your tickets now from 300 rand per person. All right, let me do this and then take your call.
Deel ons passie vir die lewe op 657 Radio Kansel en 729 Kaapse Kansel.
Hi family, how are you? Hello? Hello family. Hello. Babunkosi buya.
Hello. Yeah,
kunjani sisibonga. Sikhona ninjani babunkosi? Ubabunkosi ngathi une issue network namhlanje. Babunkosi? Babunkosi. All right. Babunkosi ngicela uzame futhi. Ngiyaxolisa angazi kwenzakalani, ngiyakuzwa bese uyanyamalala. If you can try again, we'd love to hear from you. So we have read the scripture today. We have now spoken and explained further what is expected of us. And I think our families should be example, ma. We should be the example for the world, right? Mm. Wait again, ma. Sawubona babunkosi.
Sibongile ninjani.
Waze wangena. Sawubona baba. Askisi. Uyazi babunkosi ukuthi kufanele ugibele naphezulu kwendlu sometimes. Akuna ngenye indlela. Yes sir.
Ufunisa umkhize ninjani la?
Siyaphila babunkosi ninjani?
Uthi inkosi uyabusa.
Siyabonga.
Hey, ufunisa umkhize ukhuluma ngento ngelula neze isubmission.
Eish baba.
Agus futhi ethiniki akukhoneki ukuthi ungasata kumuntu. Sisibocela ungifundele uJames 4.
Okay, James 4. I'm kitchiming. Getting to James 4, verse
6-7.
6-7.
Yabo.
6 says, but he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, this is 7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will free from you.
Yabo, sibonga. Uzokhona only ukusubmitha kubaba uNkosi uma ukhona ukusubmitha kuNkulunkulu.
Heish.
Ngeke ukusubmit kubaba uNkosi maka submit.
Eish. Yeah. Ah, network yakhe. Baba uNkosi. Ah, baba uNkosi. But I think we've got a little bit. Baba uNkosi says you can never submit to a human being if you can't submit to God. But you can when you start by submitting to God first, realizing it's all about submitting to Him and He enabling you to submit to another babunkosi, babumkize.
It is very true, Sisu Sibongile. Lana, angisho manje sifike.
Bamba futhi kancane ma.
Okay.
Hello to you.
Yebo sisibongile, hey yangihlupha lena.
Ayi siyayibamba la ma waves, siyawabamba in Jesus name.
Amen. Ifanele wazi ukuthi uma ngokusubmitha kusisi sibongile kufanele ngazi ukuthi ngisubmitha
kuNkulunkulu. So
ngenza izwi likaNkulunkulu.
Baba uNkosi, meaning that even when the Bible says to husbands, submit one to another, then the husband cannot if they didn't start by submitting to God first.
Yebo kufanele aqale ngokusubmitha kuNkulunkulu then angakhona ku register the devil ukuthi asuke kuye.
Wow.
Angaka submit kuNkulunkulu angeke akhona ku register the devil othi mina ngimkhulu mina ngiyindoda nokusazi athi hayi mina ngimuhle angangeke ngoba into yenza ukuthi abantu bahlule ukusubmit kumina.
Me
kumina.
Eish.
Uyo wenza ukuthi abantu bahlele ukusubmit ngoba as long as mina ngizibona angithi yezwa lapha ku 6 ukuthi igrace kaNkulunkulu iningini kepha inkinga iproud.
Eish.
Iproud yiyo eyenza ukuthi umuntu ahlele ukusubmit. Into eyenza ukuthi umuntu ahlele ukubona igrace kaNkulunkulu. Into eyenza ukuthi umuntu ahlele ukubona ukuthi uNkulunkulu ongiphele uNkosikazi, uNkulunkulu ongiphele lo. Ubona ukuthi le ndoda ngithole ngoba ngimuhle. Lo Nkosikazi ngimthole ngoba nginemali.
Nginemali. Yo, baba uNkosi.
Ngiyabonga sisi
Sibongile. May the Lord forgive us. Thank you so much, baba uNkosi, for your contribution namhlanje. Yo, ah, wayithinta kwenye. Meaning that there's no submission, gogo, outside of God.
Exactly. Lana, we have read a first Timothy, I mean, yes, first Titus 2:11. Sikhulume ngepoint lokuthi we must depend on God's grace. Because you can't do by yourself.
Yeah.
Because submission now, it is going to be an ongoing process. So yeah. If something that is...
So ubaba, who doesn't know that scripture that says submit one to another, or who doesn't want to follow that, angekwazi kuma advice.
It depends kuyena ubaba. As I have mentioned ukuthi, if we are going to win in your submission, first of all, you must
seek the grace.
Yes, seek the grace. The grace will be able to reveal the character of your husband.
Ungiphendulile gogo.
And then number two, into ezokwenza ukuthi isubmission yakho ibe right is to recognize the value of your husband.
Okay.
Or is to recognize the value of your partner. The value that is I'm talking about is not the value based on material things, but the value. As Babunkos mentioned that if we are submit, we need to submit before to God. It means we recognize the value of our God, good, how great He is. That is why we are able to submit ourselves to God. Even Nati Bashat, we have to recognize the value of your husband.
Yeah.
Because if value yomyeni wakho, I find the value yakamakhelwane. The value of your husband is not the same with the value of your neighbor. Always the value of your husband is on top. So when I recognize the value of my husband, every day I will be eager I will be wanting to be submissive to him because I know his value, not based on what he has, what he don't have, but to know that he is my husband. That, man, I don't know, that recognition of value, it yes. makes me humble.
Oh, I wish the family, but I know on Facebook they can see you. I know. Let's take the last call because of our time. Hi, family. How are you? Babu Vilakazi. Hey, it's Katisya Kichima. How are you, Babu Vilakazi?
Siyabulela,
Babu.
Yeah, ngilinde kancane.
Hayi, qhubeka Babu Vilakazi.
All right. Indaba enkulu le ngoba iBhayibheli lithi we must submit to each other.
Yeah.
Submit to one another.
Yeah.
Kepha abanye abantu besilisa abenzi kahle bafuna izinto zenzeke ngentando yabo sibongile.
Eish.
As men, we must be humble.
Bazithathe ngendluzula.
Treat women in a kind and respectful way.
Yeah.
Our attitude must not be dominating, kuthi everything sifaneke kubuziwe ngathi.
Mm.
Ukuthi we are in charge. Yinto ebulala imishado eminingi leyo.
Yo.
Ngoba lo muntu uzogcina aba stubborn manje. Kanti hayi wena manje, kanti wena ufuna ukuthi ube urisi, ushaye impempe nje mina ngilethe urisi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu.
Thank you, Babu Vilakazi. Says some men want to do things forcefully. They want to force their authority and it be felt in their houses, in their homes, with their partners. And he says we ought not to be like that. We need to be kind and gentle and soft, you know, treating our partners well. And he says, because at some point it can lead to their partner becoming stubborn at the end of it all.
Those kind of men, they don't know about the gift uNkulunkulu abanikezele zona ezingamakhosikazi wazo. If they know that
their wives are gifts.
A gift.
Yeah.
As the way it says, ukuthi ofumene umfazi.
Found a good thing.
From God.
And has obtained favor.
Favor from God.
Yes.
So if my husband recognized that whatever he is doing, he will recognize what I am a gift from above to him.
Mm.
So a treatment, a gift, the treatment yento oyithengile is not the same. Always a treatment of gift is special.
Yeah.
But something that you have bought for yourself, it is not special. But if you know this is the gift that I've been given by somebody, so
you will treasure it.
You will treasure it. You will appreciate it.
Mm.
That is why our husband, they don't even able to appreciate us because they don't understand we are gifts from
sure.
God.
Gogo, our time is so up. I'm so jealous. I wish we had more time. Mariska says peli. And we have to close. Your closing words, Ma. Quick one.
My closing word is uguti. Submission is like a spirit. It is an attitude. It is a spirit.
Mm.
That I must live on it. Umakutwa, this thing is a spirit. Gushuguti leyonto ingbambile.
Submission, it's a way of life.
It's a way of life. Submission must be like that.
Yeah.
It must not be today I feel it, tomorrow I don't feel it. Then it is not going to work. But it must be in a way of a spirit where you are caught. La khona mangabe ungayenzanga, you feel good, something is lacking in my life. What is lacking? As if you wake up in the morning wangathandaza, you can feel ukuthi today we are shorter. I did not pray. So if injalo, what does it mean? Kusho ukuthi le nto lena ikubambile, it is into phila ngayo. Submission, something that must isibambe siphile ngayo.
In the name of Jesus. Ma, if we would like to be in contact with you, how do we do so?
They can contact me on 082-581-0248. Mm-hmm. And then ngisacela nje ukuhighlighta something la ukuthi those who want me to help them nga wonke ama problems ngicela ukuthi bangifonele. They must not text me on WhatsApp ukuthi ngifone because sometimes ngiba busy.
Yes.
But they must call me.
All right.
So that I will be able to help them.
All right. We have like 1 minute to even pray. I thought we would even have time to pray for South Africa, no mama. But our time is so up. But I'm going to allow mama to just lead us in that prayer. I'm signing out. Next up, Germany, Johan Els with something, not Johan Els. Germany, Yanni Belsa. Yes, with perspective. Vandaag. So yeah, I am signing out, ma. We have a minute to just pray, taking it to the Lord in prayer quickly.
Amen. Lana bengizofunda incwadi ya First Timothy, chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. Bengizomfunda NIV, but it's not a problem. This is a common scripture. Siyayazi ukuthi uPaul bekakhuluma noTimothy ukuthi akhulekele abantu abakuma authorities, because we understand that those people who are in authorities has been given that opportunity by God. So we thank God ukuthi ke njengoba eSouth Africa we are going to conduct ama elections, it is our responsibilities as believers to pray for our government. Baba, ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazaretha siyakhuleka baba ekseni. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, uNkulunkulu ongcwele siza kuwena ne South Africa yakithi yonke uNkulunkulu omuhle sisekulombidlango uNkulunkulu wamongcwele wama elections. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that alone they cannot do anything. We know, my God, ukuthi without your help, without your grace, without your favor, my God, in the name of Jesus, ngeke kube khona ukuthula. So now we pray, my God, ukuthi let your favor intervene in everything that our government is planning, our government is doing right now. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
And amen. And family, let's continue to pray for the elections, praying for South Africa. Mama, thank you so much. May the Lord keep keeping you and may He bless you. And we can't wait to hear more. You're such a blessing. Love you, family. And hello to Germany, Yanni Belsa on Perspective.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.